तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम चरणन्ति। वी वर एक्सप्लेनिंग बृहद भगवतामृत। सो इट डिपेंड्स ऑन अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम ज्ञान कर्म अद्यनावृतम अनुकूलेन कृष्णानुशीलनम। फॉर साधक्स अनुकूलेन कृष्णानुशीलनम इज भक्ति, बट व्हेन वी विल गिव अप अन्याभिलाष एंड द कवर ज्ञान एंड कर्म एंड वी विल सर्व कृष्ण बाय ऑल आवर सेंसेस, देन इट मे बी उत्तम। एंड दोज हु आर लिबरेटेड फॉर अन्नाभिलाषिता एंड ज्ञान कर्माध्यानावृता इट इज नॉट नीडेड देयर ऑलरेडी गन ओनली अनुकूलेन कृष्णानुशीलनम। हाउ ही इज कल्टिवेटिंग हिज ऑल सेंसेस फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ कृष्ण इन एनी रिलेशन टू कृष्ण, देन दैट डिवोटी इज सर्टेनली सुपीरियर। इट डिपेंड्स ऑन दैट। ब्रह्मा विल टेल And I have never served Krishna. Outwardly I am serving, I am obeying him by helping something in creation and looking after this world. But Krishna has never given his hands on my head. He has never taken me in my lap. In his lap, like servant, there is a servant who is day and night doing everything for you, and you are paying something for him, and your son never does anything. He wants some money and always playing here there, studying, yes, and playing here and there, and he is burden to his father and mother, but yet father and mother love that boy. Why he gives so much to his servant, but servant always day and night doing so much, and boy not doing anything, son or daughter not so, but yet he is giving more than that servant and kissing, embracing, taking in his lap. Why? Because there is a relation. He loves his wife more than mother. Why? Mother cannot give all things to his son. He can give his everything to his husband, but not whole affection, heartily, everything to his son he can give to. But if she has so many childs, then it will be in fraction. Brahma is telling that Prahlad is more superior than me. That for Prahlad, Nrisimhadev came and saved him. Poison was given, and Prahlad happily took it. Krishna came in his heart, and he digested all these things. It became like nectar for him. So, Prahlad is more better, superior. But Hanuman always serving him day and night. He brought so many mountains for making a pool for Lanka. When Sita was stolen, he went to Lanka and discovered Sita and helped Ram. He fought for Ram, always serving. So Hanuman is more better. Prahlad cannot serve like Hanuman, day and night. Prahlad has some occasion, very little to serve. But Hanuman cannot come on the soldier of Ram. Ram cannot embrace always. He cannot kiss Hanuman. Hanuman cannot serve him in night. Sita can serve. So Sita is more superior. But Pandavas more. Day and night, with one palanga, they are sleeping. Sometimes Krishna became guru. Sometimes like messenger, some like charioteer, sometimes giving his sister to Arjun, marrying. So in so many ways, Hanuman cannot do. They can go anywhere walking, Arjun, with Arjun, they can do. Their arms each other like this, like equal sakha. But sometimes Arjun may, I have done mistake, wrong, offense. You are supreme. And when he saw the universal form, Uddhamesh are more and more. Arjun cannot go to Vrindavan, Braja, but Uddhav can go. And Uddhav wants the feet dust of gopis. So gopis are most dear to Krishna. Anyone cannot serve in any sphere like gopis. And in gopis, there are 8 gopis prominent. In them, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, Indulekha, Tung Vidya, and also they are Shyamla, Bhadra, Chandraru, Padma, Shabya, all are prominent. Among them two, Radha and Chandravali, and among two, Radhika is herself Krishna. Herself. Krishna has divided himself into two. His left body became Srimati Radhika. They cannot be divided. Chandravali and all the gopis, all the Lakshmis, Satyabhama Rukmini, Lakshmi, and all the Lakshmis are sometimes they are like Kayabhyuha, sometimes gopis are Kayabhyuha, Lalita Vishakha, and they are Mahishis of Dwarka, are manifestation of Srimati Radhika. And Lakshmi is his Bilas Murti, Vaibhav Bilas, and all others are like. Like Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Baladev, Mahasankarsan, Narayan, Garbhodasai, Khirodasai, all are his ansa, ansansa. Ete chala, kala punsa, Krishnastu bhagavansa. Ansa. like sometime manifestors in love. So Srimati Radhika is supreme power of Krishna. No difference from Krishna. They cannot be divided into two. Always like this. But for Leela, Vilas, they have become two. So Srimati Radhika is supreme, dearest to Krishna. How to achieve all these things? You will have to begin from Adau Saddha, Tataha Sadhusam, Tataha Bhajana Kriya, Tato Anarthana Vritti, Nishtha, Tato Ruchi, then Asakti, and then Bhava will come. This Bhava will be divided into so many fractions, and they all combination of all will be Bhakti Rasa. Then that Rati will be like a Sthai Bhava, Vibhava, Sati, and so many things are. So here, how to attend these things? That bhakti begins from Shraddha. What is Shraddha? Nadi Prabhu should define what is Shraddha. Again, association of Vaishnava comes. And hearing, then a grid will come that I should take initiation from any bona fide Vaishnava who has really bhakti. And thus by the help of devotees, he chooses his Gurudev. And from him, he takes initiation. Hearing always, obeying always, serving always him. Also doing some questions in a very humble way. But at that time, their bhakti is anaisthiti, not nishtha. So bhajan kriya is of two kinds, anisthiki, naisthiki. When we will cannot decide that, whether I should be in marriage life or not marriage life, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his wife, Raghunath Das left his wife and home. So many persons. Narad never married. Sukadeva Goswami not married. So we should be like that. Because married life is like fire. We can be burned in that fire. And in the meantime, again he thinks, Vyas has married, Krishna has married, Ram has married, Maharaj Janak was so qualified, he was also married, all the gopis were married, Srivas Pandit of Mahachaitanya Mahaprabhu Parikar, and about all the associates of Mahaprabhu were married, then what harm to a marriage? Again he thinks, if no harm, then why they left? Why? What to do? What I should do? And if he is in marriage life, he thinks that, what should I do now? I should leave my wife or not? Should I take renounce order? Or what should I do? Not thinking anything. Sometimes he has so much taste in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, like this. Walking? No? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And sometimes Mala is stopped and thinking. So many troubles, so many problems. And not chanting. No? Sometimes test some, and sometimes not test. Struggling so many things. No? My father and mother are old. In Western countries, no problem this. No? This would be given to old houses. No, be free. But India, it is a problem. My father and mother are so old. They have supported me. After death of both, I will give up my whole life. And I will go to Mutt or anywhere. And alone I will chant Hare Krishna. Oh, my children are so very. They are upon me. If I am giving up, and then they will die. Who will support me? So I must support them. Because Krishna has given me the bhar.
Responsibility.
Responsibilities. I have so much responsibilities to do. If I am giving up, who will take these responsibilities? Krishna has given. So he is in dilemma. What to do, not to do. This is not nishtha. Hearing so much from Vaishnavas who are superior to them, then nishtha may come. Always chanting, remembering and hearing. A strong belief in Shastra, a strong belief in Guru words, a strong belief in Vaishnava. And three are one. Strong belief, do or die. I will do bhajan if whole world is against me. Still I will do bhajan. Anyone cannot check me from this. Lakhs and lakhs disturbance may come. Anyone can cut me in pieces. But I will never give up chanting Harinam and devotion of Krishna. This is nishtha. He has established in one thing, that I will do bhajan. No doubt at that time. So, nasta prayayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavati sivaya bhagavati uttam sloke bhaktir bhavati nashti. If a man has very shaking shraddha, komal shraddha, not nasty, nishtha, but even always being in association of very good, qualified, who is doing bhajan himself, he is established in Krishna bhakti, then by his association, or bhakti will be nashtiki. And then how it will be? How it will be? Like Mohammedans told Haridas Thakur, being a Mohammedan and you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, the Hindu's name, you are doing all this thing, nonsense. You should do Allah Khuda Rahim. Why you are chanting? We will cut you in pieces. We will do anything for you. You should be changed. He told very gently and in harmony. If you will cut me in lakhs and lakhs pieces, I can chant stop my chanting. My service to Krishna, God is one, without second. So I can never. I know that by doing, I will be happy forever. And I know that Atma is immortal. Soul is immortal. Any cannot touch Atma. So how you can do? You can cut this body, no harm. One day it will die. So why to fear for this? This is nishtha. After that ruchi come out. Why devotees are falling down? Very big problem. Taking renounce order, being in movement for more than 20 years. Why falling? The brahmachari serving Thakurji and worshipping for 10 years, more than 12 years, 14 years. And they at once marry from a devotee who is serving in temple. Why? Because I think they have no nishtha. So-called devotees like. Also, they may offend any Vaishnava, bhakti, it may be. It may be that their heart is weak, but they are not true devotees in sense. So we should not be verified that he has fell down. We never think like that. Because he was not devotee, he was also falling down first, and he is now in the same stage. Any some red cross was given only to inspire that you should come in bhajan. Actually, he was not a pure devotee. But general person will think that he was devotee. General person can think that it is gold, but really it was copper. Anyone can think that he cheated, but he will tell you he was before cheated and now he is cheated. He was not never devotee like this. So we should try to do bhajan. Actual pure bhajan. How? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for Gaya, from Gaya. And he decided that I should give up this world. Because I am not coming in renounce order. I cannot preach. I cannot test the three wills for which I have come. And I cannot distribute Krishna prayer to all. Or I cannot establish Krishna name preaching. Harinam Sankirtan Yogadhar. So he decided. He decided that tomorrow I will give up this world. In this night, coming night, he went to the villagers and he embraced all. All were so happy now. He brought some milk, some sabji, some vegetables, anything, here, there. And met with all villagers. In the evening he told her mother, "Mother, I want to take some sweet milk and lucky means boiled something. Please make it prepare and give me. Shachi Maiya prepared it and offered to Gopal, Krishna, and he brought to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't sleep, be straight, not like this, straight sitting. Tomorrow I will go, then you can do like this and take some oil in your nose and you can do no harm. So, today Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so cheerful. In the night, he went himself to his wife. He had never been to his wife for a long time from the time of marriage. Not a spoke him anything lovely, my dear or that, nothing. Always, oh Krishna, and weeping. Also always
rolling on the ground.
Oh Krishna, where you are? So he had not chance to meet his wife. His wife also used to live very far away from him, not coming. Today Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and from his own hand decorated her hair and gave a betel net with his own hand to Vishnu Priya Devi. He pacified so many things. And he was talking very lovely. But she was thinking, I see that my happiness is for a moment. I'm looking some strange things. For a long time, 3-4 years, he has not talked anything loving me, and today he is doing so much. In morning I went to take bath in Ganges, and my
nose ring,
I missed in Ganges. I searched but I could not find. Oh, this is a very bad thing for married wives. It will be some very danger. And when I was coming, returning, I had a very big knock for and some injury and blood came from my fingers.
Toes.
Why all these things? If a lamp in Indian lamp, hurricane lamp is there, or any lamp, if it is
going to extinguish,
then it will do dap, like going and coming, going and coming, and at last will go on extinguish. So my bhagya, my fortunate is going to be a step
extinguished.
I don't know what will. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was loving so much, and after that Jogmaya came on the eyes of Vishnu Priya Devi, and 1,000 months of wait come on his lips. He did not wanted to sleep, but he slept, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw once towards her. She was a young lady of only 18 or 20. Very beautiful. Like orphan, no one was there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left at once. He became so nistur.
Cruel.
Mother Raja standing on the gate. That my son will today give up home. So he was like a statue, no tears in eyes, always dried up. And she became a statue. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nivai Prabhu came and did parikrama four and touched the feet of her mother, his mother, and went away. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, mother, what?
Fainted.
And on the earth he fell down. Nearby, Ganges was flowing, so cold, full of water, weak current, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ha Krishna, and jumped, and went to Kantak Nagari, and took sannyas, and was going to Vrindavan. Anyhow, Nityananda Prabhu directed him that he should come to Shantinagar. He told that, oh, we are going to Vrindavan. Oh, Vrindavan is very nearer. And he taught the boys that you should do. If Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit will ask where you are, you should tell that this is Vrindavan. These are cows of Vrindavan and Jamuna is flowing. That told to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was mad in Krishna prema. Where Vrindavan? So he asked the boys and cowherd boys, and they told that, oh, you have reached Vrindavan. Oh, I am so lucky that in a very moment I have come to Vrindavan. Oh, Jamuna is there. He began to do pranam. At once he saw that Advaitacharya was there. He just, oh, Advaitacharya Prabhu, oh, you have been to Vrindavan with me? Yes, I am Vrindavan. He told that this part of Ganges, western part is Jamuna and eastern part is
Ganga.
So you are really here. After he saw lakhs and lakhs persons there, he went to Shantipur. Mother was there. Mahaprabhu began to weep and told, mother, I have done mistake. I have not served you. You have supported me from childhood, but I could not serve you. If you will tell, ask me, I will give up this renounce order and I will be in marriage life and I will serve. She told her, no, don't do so. What you have done, you have done. But I want that I should cook and you should take my prasadam here. And don't go to Vrindavan, be in Puri, Jagannath Puri, so that I may sometimes see you. You can come to take bath in Ganges here, or I may go to Puri. Yes, I will follow your order. All came. Even dogs came from Navadip Mayapur to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to meet. Lakhs and lakhs persons came. But only one was in home. Who was she? Always weeping. She never came. Who can be renounce order? Who can give his most dearest thing in this world? Everything and that also dearest thing. Then he can be. For Krishna he can give up. So Mahaprabhu gave up his most dearest Vishnu Priya. So all can come. Mother can come, sister can come, all villagers can come. But she cannot come. Why? What offense she has done? Anything is there. When Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, what she was doing? Actually, this was bhajan. You should try to take that kind of bhajan. Then bhajan, then nishtha will come. and all kinds of false ego, and all thing will go. Huh? Otherwise not. Then ruchi will come and nishtha, asakti, and then bhava will come. She used to take nothing. Huh? Only from morning to midday, she has some rice and taking not bead bag and bead. Hare Krishna. Only taking this rice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Tears coming, and it was washed in the, her tears and put in here. Again taking. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Like this whole day. And when it became in midday, like this, she cooked. And after cooking, she used to give to the hands of her mother, Shachidevi. She used to offer. Oh, Nimai is not here. What should I do? Weeping, she used to offer to deities. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come to take that Mahaprasad. Sometimes with Nityananda Prabhu. And used to take all. Then Sachima saw that, oh, in that plate nothing is there. What became? Today perhaps I have not cooked or anything. I have not offered. She used to go to the kitchen room, whether I have cooked or not. Oh, perhaps I have not cooked. Sometimes, thinking, I am waiting always. Mahaprabhu used to come from Puri, and he told to any Vaishnava, go and tell my mother, when my mother reminds me. I used to go there. And what she offers, I take. Sometimes my mother thinks that I have not cooked or not given, offered. But I used to go and take. Sometimes I took everything and again I kept everything full. So mother is in this way. Sometimes she used to take something and rest she used to give to Vishnu Priya Devi. Very little. She used to give prasad to Bhats, Ishan and others, those who were there. And very little, always weeping, weeping, weeping and chanting, remembering. This is called bhajan. Nastic bhajan. With ruchi. And if you can do like this, not remembering anyone, like Vishnu Priya. Priyatam maha beloved, O beloved Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, like this, taking his shape in his heart, in her heart, always like this. Can you do? Then Krishna will come. So you should be like that. And doing bhajan constantly, with affection and love, then Krishna will make up. Otherwise, it is very hard. You are devotee and you will be devotee. Like sometimes falling down, sometimes coming, sometimes thinking that I am doing bhajan. But actually this is bhajan. Beautiful young prince. Very beautiful. In his boyhood, he had the association of Haridas Thakur. When Haridas Thakur used to come, this boy always having his hands, fingers, And he used to go here, everywhere. And he was always chanting, what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. His kul guru you know?
Family guru.
Family guru. Give him any association. His name was Jadunandan Acharya. Who was that boy?
Raghunath
Das Goswami. He was so beautiful. He was attracted to Krishna. He gave his whole heart to Krishna in boyhood by the association of Haridas Thakur. His heart was not with him. His father and mother saw that. Oh, we are losing this son. Always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No attraction for us. So we should bind it in any iron chain. His father told that, I am trying. And he selected best, very beautiful young lady, attractive and qualified, very gentle. And he at once married. He thought that he will love his wife and he will forget Krishna. But Krishna was so crooked that he could not come out. Strongly catching here. So no effect was there. He has no affection and love for his wife. His wife wanted to love so much. But he has given his heart to Krishna. There was no heart, two hearts, like gopis. Gopis told to Uddhav, Uddhav, you are telling that you should be happy in this world. Why you are remembering Krishna? They told, gopis told that we have no 2 or 5 or 100 kinds of hearts. We have only one heart. And that heart is gone with Krishna to Mathura now. So, there is no another heart to love to anyone. So, Raghunath has no another heart to love anyone. He has heard that we are all eternal servant of Krishna. Jivera Sarupa hai Nitya Krishna. So he has no heart another to see mirror and to do 1 hour. No, nothing, no time. No time to give soap and to decorate. Nothing. Bulling, chanting and reminding. Krishna, Krishna, O Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 could not attract. He wanted to give up his home and want to go to Puri with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to serve. But his father, mother has so many police, chowkidar, that watchmen, that he could not go. Always there are day and night
watching.
And they wanted to bind him in iron chain. His father told, those who have given his heart to Krishna, anyone cannot bind in this world. This chain is no sense. Material thing. And if his wife love and attraction cannot, could not bind. How this lifeless chain can bind him? And at last, never walked. So soft his feet and body, dust came everywhere. And he was running and running and going, like mad persons. Not in the road, but going in forest, that anyone can come and catch him. So many horse, taking soldiers on horse, they were searching him, here and there on the roads. But he was going without any food, anything, no water, nothing, no bathing, nothing. Sometimes wait some moody Indian
pop rides.
Sometimes nothing. Eh? And weeping he was going. When he reached in Puri, in the council of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar, Rai Rai Ramananda, Sarvam Bhattacharya, and all were there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him from distant place, very distant. Oh, Raghunath has come? How he has come out from the
feet of stool?
Well of his stool. How he can? Oh, come on, come on. And he ran towards him and embraced. He began to weep. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Beautiful lady, he has left father, mother, and he was, his father was two brothers, they were king, but only one this son was there. So giving up all wealth, and he came. What he was taking? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his hands in the hands of Sarup Damodar, that you will have to nourish and support this choir. This boy is so sincere. You should make very qualified devotees. He began to live with him. And how he was doing bhajan? Hearing all time to Sarup Damodar and Mahaprabhu, following all the teachings, what taking? First he used to, his father has sent one, two Brahmins, one to cook and one to manage with so many golden coins, but he refused to take because his father is Vishayi. I cannot take any grain of him, otherwise I also be Vishayi. Sometimes he used to wag in in market,
Anand Bazar,
prasadam. Anyone come, mercifully give him something. And after that, he left also this. He used to be in Singhadwar, anyone can give him. Oh, this is like prostitute. He will give, he will give, he will not give. He left also. And rotten Thakurji Prasad, for 2 days, 3 days, rotten. Cows has taken it. And remnant was there. He used to take some and wash in water and then gave him some salt and one or two gross. Always chanting remnant. Can you do? If you can do a lakh parts of this, you can be pure devotees. I told you because I was reading very long process in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and today our class will be finished. So I gave some idea that how our bhajan should be done. So you should try to do bhajan like this, not like this, then even you can do like Srivas Pandit, his son was dead, no arm, kirtan was going on. He told that if anyone will weep and disturb Mahaprabhu kirtan and dancing, then I will jump in Ganges. All were stopped. Mahaprabhu heard that, oh, his son is dead and even he is doing kirtan with me. He went to the boy and told, touching his heart, boy, where you have come? Come, return, return, your father and mothers are weeping.
boy. He was dead, but still he came. Mahaprabhu, why you came? Because I've gone there where I can do bhajan something. I'm not a son of Srivas Pandit or anyone this world. I am only your son. Now I am satisfied there. My father may have been two or thrice or less times my son, but I am not telling him son. So in this world, only relation is with, permanent relation with Krishna. All relation will go up after death. So we should try to do bhajan. Don't lose your time. You will have to give up all these things, this body, even all wealth, reputation, everything. So try to practice from now and do bhajan. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishnu Priya Devi, Sri Rup Sanatan, like this. I will tell in brief in the evening class how Rupa and Sanatan did bhajan. And if a sprinkle will come from them, then our lives will be successful. Try to follow. Whether you are in life, family life, or in renounced life, no harm. But try to do bhajan sincerely. And pray for the mercy of Rup Sanatan and Raghunath Goswami mercy. How you will pray? Remember this kirtan and do daily. Gauranga Balite Have.